This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of... Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the real side. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, all that argument, all that garbage, all those things going on as Senator Sessions is still confirmed as the Attorney General. 52 yay, 47 nay. And you know what? It's not a win because our guy won. It's not a win because the guy that I wanted made it on there. The Dems really needed to fight. They really needed to push back. They really needed to do something, if you would. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the only thing they can get up there, I know, I jumped right in, didn't I? Hey, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can head over to Facebook. We have a live feed there, a live chat room, all that fun stuff going on up there as well. Brigitte Gabriel will join me. I like saying it. What do you want from me? Brigitte Gabriel joins me after the first break. And she is an expert on, you know, Islamic relations or non-relations, if you would. And she's got a lot to say. And you have to keep up with her. You think I talk fast. She talks about four times faster than I do. So, again, as I said, Senator Jeff Sessions has now been nominated, confirmed as the Attorney General. So I don't know. You know, I'd be curious from some of you to hear what you think is going to change at this point, if anything. I believe it will, obviously. But I think the underlying tone here, guys, tell me if you agree with me. You've got to, we've got to, they've got to. They've got to get rid of, they truly have to drain the swamp. They got to get rid of all those people in there that are not interested in helping Trump or doing anything to help him succeed. They're protesters are they're going out of their minds because she may be deported back to Mexico. So an Arizona woman who was arrested Wednesday during a routine check-in with immigration has been deported to Mexico. Now, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said... You know, they're just following the rules. The agency said that Guadalupe Garcia de Reyes was taken to Mexico Thursday morning through the Dicencini port of entry in Nogales, Arizona. Garcia's arrest sparked large protests outside the ICE offices in Phoenix, which resulted in 7 arrests. Isn't that great? Garcia, 36, was considered a low priority for deportation under the Obama administration and had to check in with the ICE officials every 6 months following a... You ready for this? Following a 2008 conviction for felony identity theft for having false papers. See, you know what I love it? I love when they say, we shouldn't deport them if they haven't broken the law. So then you say, well, you know, just by the mere fact that they're here illegally, they haven't tried to get here properly or anything like that. They came over the border, they ran over the border, they eluded the border patrol. That's illegal. They go, well, they're just trying to get here for a better life for their families. And you say, okay, that's great. So they went and they stole, they had stole, they bought stolen identities with stolen Social Security numbers, driver's licenses or ID cards or whatever, whatever, whatever. Those are all felonies. And Love says, yeah, but they're just trying to work for their families. Right? They did all that just because they love their family. Well, I love my family, too. I don't do all that. My Italian ancestors came here. They didn't do all that. They love their families. Does it mean... So let me ask you a question. The way you show your family that you love them is by breaking the law? Is by doing everything you can not to play by the rules? If you've been here... I mean, God, she's been here. 2008, she was convicted of felony identity. Maybe she was here longer than that. We're talking 10 years. She's done nothing to become a legal resident. Absolutely nothing. That's what I mean. You keep forgetting. It's not just citizenship. Okay? It's legal. You can have legal residency as well. In a news conference soon after the woman was taken, family members and immigrant advocates said that they would continue to fight to reunite her with her husband and two teenage children. The only thing that my mother has done is work, her daughter said, holding back tears. She's got a very big heart. She treats everybody as family. She's harmed no one. Now, that's true to a degree. Do you know how many billions of dollars a year it costs to fix identity theft? Do you know what it does to a person when they're caught, or not caught, what it does to a person whose identity has been stolen? It screws with their IRS tax refunds. It screws with their credit. And in some cases, it can screw with them as far as if they get stopped. Somebody's given their name and their Social Security numbers, who they were. Wow, you were stopped for drunken driving.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I'm on the back end of the cold. Get over it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, we were talking about this mother that was picked up by immigration in Phoenix. And now they're protesting the jail, or the jail cell, or the INS, or whatever it was called, ICE now. So they're being protested for carrying out the law. Now, look, I'm not without compassion. We've let this woman get away with this for, what, 10 years now? We need to figure out how to make it right or make these kind of things right. But here's the deal. If you've been here 10 years, 5 years, whatever, you've already been picked up. You're basically under parole. And you're telling me that you can't figure out that maybe you need to go see an attorney, maybe you need to start to try to make things happen so you can become at least a legal resident, if nothing else? Now, she was supposed to be checking in, or she did, I won't say supposed to, because it looks like she may have been doing what she said she was going to do, you know, checking in with ICE every 6 months. The last time she went, she was actually picked up, and she was deported to Mexico, which is really funny, because they can't seem to find any of these, you know, these drunk driver illegals that are here. They can't seem to find them and deport them, but they can find her, right? Well, anyway, whatever. But she actually was convicted in 2008 of felony identity theft, which the left seems to have no problem with. Just check out the Senate pro tem president, or president pro tem for the California Senate, who says that, you know, almost all illegals have, you know, illegal IDs, illegal licenses, illegal Social Security numbers, all of that, and they're fine with it. Here's a legislator supposed to uphold the law, and he's fine with them all having illegal paperwork. In a news conference after the woman was taken away, family members and immigration advocates said that they would continue to fight to reunite her with her husband and two teenage children. The only thing that my mother has done, this is the part, is work, her daughter said, holding back tears. She has a very big heart. Okay, that's great, but she also broke the law, sweetheart. And let's help fix the law instead of criminalizing people for upholding the law. What do you think? Right? See, that's the difference, and that's why Republicans cringe, and I'm sure Dems do, when we hear that, immigration reform. Well, immigration reform for a Dem to a big degree is, you know, no borders, no issues, maybe not even a check on the person. I don't even know anymore. Because Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Dems back in 2015, when we were trying to help out Obama, said, yes, we need to have a better vetting system, we need a better way to check these people out. But in 2017, when the Republicans are in charge, all of a sudden Chuck Schumer's crying. Somebody must have been poking him in the back, but crying and talking about how checking these people out like this is so wrong. Makes no sense. Now, Puente, Arizona, an immigrant advocacy group, said that Garcia came to the U.S. as a 14-year-old. Her arrest came just days after the Trump administration broadened the regulations under which some people could be deported. You mean backing off President Obama's roadblocks to being deported? Is that what you're talking about? Spokesman for ICE, said they would continue to focus on identifying and removing individuals with felony convictions who have final orders of removal issued by the nation's immigration courts. So this was one of those, you know, Obama had put up the executive order. That's what it was. Yeah. One of those things that basically said, hey, I love this. I just love how they defend each other. No matter what happens, right? They're always right, and we're always wrong. Conservatives are always wrong. Don't you know that? Just ask them. They'll tell you. So it's really not playing like they say. They don't really want equality. They want control. They want it their way. Their way is the only way that works. And even after Trump was elected, don't you remember? Even after Trump was elected, even after more seats were won for Republicans than Democrats, the Democrats actually came out. And not that they've ever gotten better. They've actually come out and said, hey, you know, Trump needs to, he needs to govern in a more Democrat way. The way the Democrats would govern. I'm still kind of stuck on how Republicans win so many seats if the American people wanted them to govern like Democrats. You know what I'm saying? What's that? He's a puzzlement. I have no idea why they would say that. What stories can we do? I've got so many stories I want to do. So many stories that I want to get to. They just did a poll. NBC News did the poll. Don't you love this? So you can't say it was a right-wing conspiratorial website. But the majority in leading EU nations support a Trump-style travel ban. Majority of Europeans would support a Trump-style ban on further migration from mainly Muslim countries. Well, that sounds kind of like religious persecution, don't you think? An average of 55% of those surveyed from the London-based think tank Chatham House agreed that immigration from Muslim-majority countries should be halted. The poll released Tuesday comes after a bruising 18 months that have seen a string of terrorist massacres linked to radical Islam, as well as record-setting levels of migration that have created some real social tensions. Who's getting all that money? Where's the money coming from? How come the refugees get money before people sleeping in the streets do? I often wonder that, too. Why did President Obama spend so much money on the refugees? Why did he spend so much money on the illegals coming up over the border? You know, why did he have them when we had the mass exodus from South America or what have you? Why was it okay to spend all that money reopening some of the army bases or the military bases, you know, flying in medical people? That was okay. That was all okay. Well, in every major city in the country, you've got homeless people. Couldn't do anything for homeless Americans. But we could do a lot for refugees, right? Majorities in all but two of the 10 countries. Now, they polled 10 countries. Think about this. Support a ban ranging from 71% in Poland to 53% in Germany. There's a curiosity. 47% in the United Kingdom, 41% in Spain. In no country did the percentage that disagreed surpass 32%. Now, Chatham House called the findings striking and sobering and said in a news release that the figures suggest that public opposition to further migration from predominantly Muslim states is now coming to a head. And I agree with them. I agree with them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Yeah, there we go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, get on it. Seriously. Hop up on my website or Amazon.com, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you were told to hate over the last 8 to 10 years, mostly 8 years, and you read that book and you'll find out why you shouldn't hate us. You read that book and you find out why we really do have compassion. Actually, more compassion than the socialists have. And then I love the godless people trying to tell Christians how to live out their Christianity when they couldn't find God if you put them in a bag and handed it to them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-722-5563. Okay, this is an NBC story, so you can't blame it on a right-wing nutjob group. But apparently a recent poll, and it's taken them a little while to put it together. Across 10 European countries, the poll was done by Chatham House. An average over 10 countries was 55% of the people saying that Muslim migration needs to be stopped and stopped now. So they must be all racist people. They must be all bigots, Islamophobes. You got to blame it on all of them. Right? Just nuts. Support for the ban is also higher among older Europeans than younger ones. And there's an educational divide. Less than half the college graduates supported further migration. So apparently, the more educated you are, and the younger you are, you're in to let anybody in for any reason, and whatever happens, happens. Here's the problem, and we've talked about this on the show before. Young people don't know. I mean, they've been told by their teachers about World War II, the Korean War, that kind of stuff. They don't know the real nasties behind it. Very few of these kids have people who went through those wars living in their homes, or that they see on a fairly regular basis. And, you know, as you see in all the movies, right, grandma, grandpa, some of these older folks, you know, they're old ideas, they're wrong. Right? I mean, the old folks are just crazy. Dads are just stupid. That's what Hollywood is feeding your kids. That's what Hollywood's feeding your nieces and nephews. That's what Hollywood is feeding your grandkids. And it's all wrong. We know it is. Now, the Chatham House poll was conducted in Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Poland, Spain, and the UK. And it's been going on, it went on for a little over 30 days, and there were almost 11,000 respondents to the poll. Okay, so I know, that might be 1,000 in each country. You want to broaden that? You think it's going to help you more? I don't think so. But it is getting out of control. We need to start taking care of our own first. You have to take care of your own first before you take care of anybody else's. So, Senator Scott, I love this guy. And not because he's a Republican. I love him because he's willing to speak as it is. He's willing to put it out there. He's willing to, I won't say make fun of himself, because that's really not what he's doing. But he is willing to shove it in your face. He is willing to make sure that you know what the truth is, and you're gonna live out that truth, or at least you're gonna act on that truth. So he spoke up about the truth. Now, here's a black man. I mean, go look at how many black senators there have been, and what side of the aisle they come from. That's why I say, you guys on the left, really. You're either smoking crack, smoking dope, taking too many drugs, shooting up too much heroin, whatever you do. Because you keep calling us the racist, yet you don't have the color palette we have. And if you do, then what a bunch of jerks you are keeping them down, not letting them run in your races, huh? Take a listen to Tom Scott.
Before I get into my speech regarding Senator Sessions, I want to talk a little bit about what occurred last night. First, there is no doubt in my mind that the letter written by Coretta Scott King could and perhaps should be read by each and every member of this chamber. Regardless of if you disagree with her conclusions, her standing in the history of our nation means her voice should be heard. What I took issue with last night, and the true violation of Rule 19, in my eyes, were the remarks shared last night originally stated by Senator Kennedy, not Coretta Scott King, Senator Kennedy. Whether you like it or not, this body has rules, and we all should govern ourselves according to the rules.
That was interesting. I kind of missed that. Did you guys catch that? Let me see if I
Her standing in the history of our nation means her voice should be heard.
Amen. I'm with him.
What I took issue with last night, and the true violation of Rule 19, in my eyes, were the remarks shared last night originally stated by Senator Kennedy, not Coretta Scott King, Senator Kennedy. Whether you like it or not, this body has rules, and we all should govern ourselves.
Oh, there's the R word, and I'm not talking Republican. Yeah, they have rules. You should follow the rules. You guys, the Democrats, you're the ones that really pulverize the rules, the Senate rules. When Harry Reid ran the place for you, you've done this to yourselves.
According to the rules. Last night, there's no doubt that emotions were very high. And I'm not necessarily happy with where that has left us today. The Senate needs to function. We need to have a comedy in this body if we are to work for the American people. This should not be about Republicans and Democrats. It's not about us. It's about the American people, and if we remember that point as we move forward, our nation will be able to heal where we hurt. We'll be able to disagree without being disagreeable.
You gotta love this guy. You just gotta love this guy. The position of authority and power that he has as being one of the few black men in the Senate. This guy should have been president. Forget the party he belongs to. Can he get past that? He's well he knows how to put his words together, unlike me. Okay? He knows what he wants to say. He's not afraid to say it. And it's true equality. It's truly equitable.
This should be the norm, not a unique experience in public discourse.
Amen.
Before I decided to give this speech, I had the privilege last night around midnight of having to sit in that chair, Mr. President, and preside. And my good friend, Cory Booker, was making an eloquent presentation about where we are on issues of race in this nation. He was talking about the South. He was talking about the pain and the suffering, the misery. And today, as I want to share my thoughts on Jeff Sessions and how I've come to my conclusion, I thought it was important for me to not try to persuade people, but to simply inform. Because this issue is not the issue simply about our next attorney general. This is really an issue about all of us. Not all of us as senators, but all of us as members of the American family.
What do I tell you on the show? See, that's why I like this guy. We think alike. We're not Republicans. We are not Americans anymore. We are Republicans and Democrats. Like I said to you, my whole family on the East Coast are Massachusetts Democrats. They mostly vote Republican. Not all Democrats are nut jobs.
This is an issue that digs deep to the core of our souls, deep into the core of our nation, deep into who we can be, who we should be, and how we will get there. So my objective here, as I speak, will not be to somehow persuade the other side that your decision is wrong. I don't think that is my responsibility, nor my intention. My goal isn't even to persuade those who believe that Jeff Sessions will not be a good U.S. Attorney General that they're wrong. I simply want to share information. I want to share facts. I want to share, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. Because if
you know, again, I'm not letting this go. When we come back, I'm going to talk more. I'm going to play more of his speech and talk more about what the left really had in mind.
I can't think of.
Oh, I hate when you do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I got to tell you, I am so impressed by Senator Scott that when you go through this, when you go through his speech, and there's this 30 minutes of it, and you listen to what he has to say about where he is today, what's gone on, how it's changed for whites and blacks, it's a big deal. Because he's a, you know, obviously, he's a young, remember what I said earlier about, so it's always about whether the Dems are right or the Republicans are right. And behind that is it's for the American people. Instead of, and I'll be on both sides for a second. It should be the American people want X, and as a Republican, because I can't speak for my Democrat friends, as a Republican, I'm gonna pursue X, and I'm gonna make sure we try to get X done. We don't do that anymore. We start off by saying, as a Republican, as a Democrat, here's my platform, here's what I believe, and here's what I'm going to do to force that platform on you. And people don't just vote for legislators. You are voting for platforms. You are voting, and you know it. They all know it. So if I was you, I'd go out and Google Tim Scott's speech. It's a really big deal. You should hear it all the way through. Because he doesn't sit there and beat on the Dems the whole time. Talking about where the blacks have come from, where they are today, the opportunities they have. One of the things he says that I think is really wonderful, do you know there's only two black chief of staffs in the Senate? Now think about that. Half the Senate, almost half the Senate, excuse me, because I know somebody's going to beat me up about that. Almost half the Senate is Democrat. So if the Democrats are the big ten, see, remember, it's expected of Republicans. They're racist. They're not going to put a black person in charge of their staff. So let's just push that aside. We can take it for granted they're not going to do it. So the two, black chief of staffs must belong to Democrats, right? Because they're the big party. No, sorry, wrong answer. That's right. They're both have been put in place by Republicans. Both of the black chief of staffs work with Republicans. How can that be? Seriously, how can that be? And you know, and we're called the racists. Our people, Trump people, are haters. But a senator, a U.S. senator, got some pretty nasty tweets. And what's really funny is, I'm not going to read. I read one of them or something like that. But go find his speech. And what he says is, I'll take out the N-word, but I want to read you some of these. But here's Dems sending him, I don't know if they're black Dems or not, I can't tell from the tweet or Twitter or whatever. Some of the remarks said, you are a disgrace to the black race. You're an Uncle Tom Scott. You're for Sessions. How do black men turn on his own? And here's the thing that bothers me about all of that. What you guys have forgot. So are you saying that because of a stance or something that somebody did 30 plus years ago, they're to pay for that forever? Because if that's the case, I have some field days for you with Obama, with Hillary, with Harry Reid. We can have some field days with comments they made, things that they did all through their career. And how disingenuous the far left is, and even the LGBTQ community, who won't forgive, for some odd reason, they won't forgive Sessions for what he did 30 years ago, but the fact that both Clintons were totally against same-sex marriage. You're okay with that today, though. Because, what? She's a lovely, lovely woman. He's a nice guy. Yeah. It's not equality. You're amazing. You show your true colors, if you would, when you do that. So here's a black man who's fighting for the rights of black people. And because he's not a Democrat, and because he's willing to vote for Sessions, because you know Sessions has won awards. If you had listened to the whole hearing, and you'd listened to the African Americans that came up or the black people that came up and spoke in favor of him and what they did for the and what he did for their community, then you'd have to sit back and really think about it, wouldn't you? But again, you're doing exactly what I keep telling you not to do. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You don't just follow the party line. You just spew the party line. Or what you think you heard or think you know. Look it up. My God, use the brain cells that you have. Do some homework. Look it up. Anyway. You're a disgrace to the black race. You're an Uncle Tom. right? How does a black man turn on his own? Senator Tim Scott is not an Uncle Tom. He doesn't have a shred of honor. He's a what's referred to as a house Negro. Like Theo, I don't even know what that means. Theo, me, and Django, whatever that means. Another one says, I'm in complete horror. A black man who's a racist against black people? A big Uncle Tom piece of fertilizer. Think for yourself. You're a disgrace to your race. And the conversation was nice, wasn't it? What a way to win over people. What a way to open conversation up, huh? What do you think? He went on to say he left out all the ones that use the N-word, and there are quite a few of them. He says, you see, what I'm surprised by, not just just a smidgen, is that the liberal left that desires for all of us to be tolerant. They don't want to be tolerant. Not to anyone who disagrees with them. See, the only time they're tolerant of you is if you're totally on the same page they are. You may screw up a word here and there, and that's okay. They can get by with that. But as long as you're on their anything-goes far-left socialist agenda as a Democrat, you're good. They'll tolerate you. Except there was those DNC emails where they were making fun of the black woman's name, right? And they reach out. So the Ninth Circuit Court did exactly what we thought it was going to do. By the way, I meant to tell you that. God. Right? They upheld the lower court ruling. And they were asking all the wrong questions. And this is where the courts get it wrong. I'll get back to Tom Scott in a minute. They are not to make policy. They are not to second-guess somebody. That's not their job. Is it the law or isn't it? Does the president have a right or doesn't he? When you go to get your speeding ticket, the judge doesn't say, well, what was on your mind, son? Right? You know, the speed limit was 45. It was posted. So that's the law. The law is you could only go 45 miles an hour. Were you planning on speeding? Was that your intent? Were you mad at somebody? I mean, they're stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. The law is the law. That's all there is to it. And this will end up in the Supreme Court, and I'm telling you, I'll bet you your week's pay against mine. He will prevail in the Supreme Court. Unless they do the partisan thing, which is what they do anyhow. You know, Trump was right, whether you want to hear it or not. You don't want to hear it, I know that. But Trump was right. These courts are partisan. Look, you wouldn't have a 5-4 decision in a lot of cases if it wasn't partisan. Because the law is the law. The law is not partisan at all. A person on the left will interpret that law one way. A person on the right, maybe another. You know? Anyway. So Senator Scott says that he didn't use one with the N-words. He said, you see, I'm surprised by... he said he's just a smidgen surprised that the liberal left have desires for all of us to be tolerant, don't want to be tolerant towards anyone that disagrees with them. He's not surprised. If he's surprised, he's an idiot. This has been going on for years. So the definition of tolerance isn't that Americans experience a high level of tolerance. It's that all Americans who agree with the experience, or the experiences, the so-called tolerance. So, again, to wrap up what he said, you're either on their page or you're an Uncle Tom. You're either on their page or you're a bigot. You're either on their page or you're a homophobe. You're either on their page or Islamophobe. There's no equality there. There's no open, honest conversation. It's a joke. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Listen, a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Seriously. You want to stay with me or not? I'll wait for an answer. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.